Sjoe, Martin Bester, jy is nou vir die tweede keer op die lig, jy moet maar die invoice vir my stuur, hoor.
You can't escape me.
Wow, so jy het hierdie gesprek met Bakkies Botha vrydagoggend gehad, but obviously it didn't stop there. Die trokke is gelaai, die voer en die medisyne en hulle is op pad Vrystaat toe.
Absoluut, hulle het vanoggend gery. I think when I spoke to Chris last week, ek praat nou onder correction, maar ek dink hulle het iets soos 8 of 9 trokke gehad, maar al baie, baie meer wat vanoggend daar weg is. Dit kan ek vir jou sê, I spoke to Bakkies a couple of times over the weekend, and they just overwhelmed by the support once again. Our listeners are—I've said this like a million times. If I've got a rant for every time I've said this, you know, Good Morning Angels will never run out of funds. But our listeners are the most generous in the country. There's no doubt about it. When we ask them to jump in, and you've also said net vrijdagochtend net na 7 met Bakkies gepraat, die gesprek wat jy nou gehoor het, and since then. You know, it's just the last amount we released anyway, Friday afternoon, was 307,000 rand or something ridiculous. It's just incredible once again. When people want to get together and make a difference. In fact, I've heard of Bakkies, but they are gesaid, as mens jou mens wees verloor, want jy alles verloor. You know, that just, I think, struck home. En mens het voor hulle gekom. But tomorrow morning we've got them back on the show. For Bakkies terug op die show. En ook Chris van Billion Daar, soos jy gesê het, ook Carla, van Boeredroogte op SA. These guys have been at it like all weekend, loading trucks. They are offloading today there in the Free State area. And then they head back again here to fetch some more supplies and stuff. But they will be on the show tomorrow morning because I want to update them.
Okay, perfect. So tussen 6 and 9 morgenochtend op breakfast met Martin Bester. So Martin, I don't know if you saw that after you made that post on breakfast with Martin Bester this morning, the Facebook page, there was soveel comments van mense wat gesê het vanochtend toe ons uit Klerksdorp uitry, dus daar is stoet met lorries, bakkies en trailers op pad Orkneys kant toe. Hulle het ook gesê, ons was op pad terug van Hoopstad af en toe ry hulle voorbij ons en toe kry mense net hoendervleis. So if you want to hear, obviously, what happened today op pad Hoopstad toe, then they can tune in tomorrow morning between 6 and 9.
That's it. I asked Bakkies and Chris to be on standby just after 7. We spoke to Bakkies about 7:10, I would say Friday morning. I'll keep it the same time. So allemaal wat gecomment het, allemaal bijgedra het. I mean, ons het mense van heine en verre gehad oor hierdie land wat betrokken wil wees. People that have pledged their support. People said, I want to give money, I want to be supportive. Trucks, diesel, medicines. I mean, it's just crazy. But we'll update everybody. Don't miss the show tomorrow morning. Just after 7, we'll get the big man back on air, Bakkies, as well as Chris. And we'll update them and tell you, you know, where we stand.
Okay, perfect. So dis so weird om vir jou in die oggende te hoor, so ek kan my nou sê, lekker slaap, and we'll hear you tomorrow morning.
You know it's almost time, right?
Yeah. Cheers, man.
Lekker slaap, cheers, man.
Oh, Martin Bester will be back tomorrow morning on Breakfast with Martin Bester. Ongelooflike ding wat vrijdag gebeur het, waar Jack Rand FM luisteraars net saamgekom het om die mense en die boere te help in die Vrystaat. R307,000 ingesamel deur ons webtuiste as jy die donate button klik, en morgenoggend sal Martin Bester vir jou nog nuus gee. But like I said, all the information and everything that you need to share is on our website. En natuurlik, Suid-Afrikaanse mense het saamgekom, but I do have for the next hour and a half more South African music for you. Craig Lucas in Ilandrei volgende.